Module 5, Lesson 4, Supporting Attachment While Sleep Training. So as I mentioned in previous lessons, it is really important to us that the attachment between you and your child stays strong through the process of sleep training. And even though sleep training, as we've seen, has not been linked to any form of attachment disorder, we still want to encourage you to nurture a secure attachment in a really proactive way as you're working on your new sleep habits with your child. So here are a few ideas or ways that you can connect with your child and make sure that they feel safe despite the changes that you're making to their routine. Number one, you can connect with your child often during awake times. Make sure that you spend meaningful one-on-one time with your little one during the times that they are awake. Touch is a really great way to connect, and kids really need that physical touch. So offer hugs, kisses, cuddles throughout the day. If your little one is really, really active and always on the move, as they sometimes are at that age, you can try stroking their hair or playing a tickle game if they're willing, or even a bit of rough and tumble play just to create those connection points. Number two, we really want to encourage you to stay in the process with your child. As hard as it is to hear your child cry, try not to tune out too much, but to stay mentally and emotionally with them when you're in the room. So, for example, with an in-room method, and we'll go into this more in Module 7, but with an in-room method, that would be all the time. With an out-of-room method, that would be just when you go in to comfort them. It's okay to lay on the floor and close your eyes, depending on your settling method, or just to sit in silence. Sometimes that's necessary to give your child the space to settle. We don't want you to constantly be interacting with your child when you're in the room, but we do want you to stay emotionally connected to what your child is trying to tell you so that you can really encourage them and support them. And there's two ways specifically that you can do that. You can reflect your child's emotions back to them when they're upset. So if your child is crying or upset during the falling asleep process, when you're in attunement with their emotions, you can reflect those back to them in a calm and empathetic way. And you can even do that when they're still a baby. It's actually amazing how much babies really can understand from language, even if they can't understand the exact words that you're saying, the tone and the emotional content of what you're saying, they can still understand that. So while you're comforting them, depending on your chosen settling method, you can say, for example, I can see that you are really frustrated about mommy not holding you or about mommy not feeding you to sleep. With a toddler who can really understand, you can add another step. You can okay the feeling, and then you can tell them what when they can get what they want. So you can say, for example, it's okay to feel upset. I know that you're frustrated. Mommy will hold you when you wake up from your nap. So that shows your child that you see them, that you understand what they're feeling and what they're saying to you through their cry, and that you are there for them. Another great way of staying in the process with your child is to co-regulate your child's emotions. So one of the most powerful ways, actually, that we can help our children regulate their emotions is by regulating our own first. I feel like that's a lot of what parenting is actually about, is about not managing our children per se, but actually learning to manage our own emotions. Research has actually shown that every emotion creates a vibration at a certain frequency. So whenever there's two different vibrations in one room, they need to converge, they need to mix. That means that one person will change their emotion to be at the other frequency. So that means that when your child is upset, for example, during sleep training, you can either also get upset, which is changing your emotion or your vibration to match theirs, or they will calm down, matching their emotion or vibration to yours. So we want that to be the latter case. We want that to be more the case, right? Not that we get more frustrated in the situation, but that they actually can calm down and match your emotions. So to try and stay calm, you want to take deep breaths while you're holding your child, if you're holding them, or while you're in the room with them. You can help them calm down, or just even repeating some calming affirmations in your head to keep yourself calm, and you'll find a list of those in your workbook. The third way that you can connect with your child and make sure that they're feeling safe in this whole process is just to stay really consistent in your approach. So one of the key aspects of that secure attachment is that your child gets a consistent, predictable reaction from you. And that's exactly what the settling methods that we teach you in Module 7 are designed to do. Following your sleep plan consistently will, in and of itself, actually support a secure attachment between you and your child, because they know exactly what they can expect from you. On the contrary, if you're always changing response, or, you know, sometimes they're allowed to feed to sleep and this time not, or here, you know, you respond after 5 minutes and then only after 20, it gets really unpredictable and really unsure for them. And we want you to be kind of that, that bolster of security for them in your approach. So staying consistent is really, really, really crucial.